The Department of Interior has recently published a report citing some flaws in how the federal government manages coal leases. The June report from the Office of Inspector says the government is at risk of not getting the full value for the coal it sells. The nonprofit environmental group, the Northern Plains Resource Council, believes this is especially true for coal in Montana and Wyoming's Powder River Basin. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce has the story.
The Northern Plains Resource Council thinks the federal government and the state should be getting a lot more money for Powder River Basin coal.
We, the state and federal governments, have lost billions of dollars, I think, in the process.
That's Mark Squillaci. He's a professor of law at the University of Colorado Law School. Northern Plains brought him to the Capitol building recently to talk to state officials and other interested parties about the subject. Squillaci has been looking into this for years. Here's how he says coal is being undervalued. First, it's in the competition for coal leases. He says companies will apply for small lease tracts right next to a larger plot they are already leasing.
And they design it so it's not big enough to attract a third party from the outside to come in and develop a new standalone mine.
He says they then do this multiple times, giving the companies a lot of freedom in setting their own very low prices. Squillaci and others the Northern Plains Resource Council brought in say the government has other safeguards to ensure fair market value, like regular appraisals before the coal is sold and audits afterward. But they assert the appraisal process is weak and audits are very rarely done. Cloud Peak Energy is one of the coal companies operating in the Powder River Basin. Senior Vice President for Marketing and Government Affairs Jim Orchard says the BLM is under no obligation to take the bids the company offers. He does not believe the company is getting an unfairly low price for Powder River Basin coal. He says if you look at the report from the Office of Inspector General, it says the potential for undervaluing is there, but the report is pretty positive overall.
So I'm a little bit intrigued that people are saying short number of months after that report has been released that the BLM's not doing a good job.
And Orchard says Cloud Peak just decided not to bid on a Powder River Basin coal tract in Wyoming.
If the coal was undervalued as a sort of generic statement, you would expect obviously coal companies to be, lapping up as much as you could.
The domestic market for coal has been declining in recent years as more cheap natural gas is being drilled. Cloud Peak says market conditions and the uncertainty of the current regulatory environment caused the company not to bid. BLM Public Affairs Specialist Kristen Lenhart says the Bureau is following laws laid out in a 58-page manual to determine fair market value for coal, but she says the federal office in Washington, D.C. is continuing to look into the report put out by the Office of Inspector General.
And we are continuing to seek ways to evaluate the process while sticking to our existing regulations, laws, and policies.
Whether that means the BLM will charge more for coal remains to be seen. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.